Then bring a friend to mind and think with feeling. 1. Just as a bucket in a well is bound by a rope, so this person is constrained by counterproductive emotions and actions driven by them. 2. Just as the movement of a bucket up and down the well is run by an operator, so the process of this person's cyclic existence is run by his or her untamed mind, specifically through mistakenly believing that he or she inherently exists and that mine inherently exists. 3. Just as the bucket travels up and down the well over and over, so this person ceaselessly wanders in the great well of cyclic existence, from the uppermost states of temporary happiness to the lowest states of temporary pain. 4. Just as it takes great exertion to draw the bucket up, but it descends easily, so this person has to expend great effort to rise upward to a happier life, but easily descends to painful situations. 5. Just as a bucket does not determine its own movements, so the factors involved in shaping this person's life are the results of past ignorance, attachment, and grasping. In the present, these same factors are continually creating more problems for his or her future lives, like waves in the ocean. 6. Just as a bucket bumps against the walls of the well when it ascends and descends, so this person is battered day by day by the suffering of pain and change and by being caught in processes beyond his or her control. Now cultivate 3 levels of love. 1. This person wants happiness but is bereft. How nice it would be if she or he could be imbued with happiness and all the causes of happiness. 2. This person wants happiness but is bereft. May she or he be imbued with happiness and all the causes of happiness. 3. This person wants happiness but is bereft. I will do whatever I can to help her or him to be imbued with happiness and all the causes of happiness.